it is. I mean, if it's not complex enough being single, now this corona has just thrown a spanner in the works, but it's okay.
So how do we go about it? What's the start? Like, how do we go about it?
So a lot of these apps have now provided the opportunity for you to connect via video date, but you've also got your iPhone, you've got Skype. There's all these different ways that you can actually date someone. And the great thing is, it actually saves a lot of time from you going on really bad dates, getting super excited, getting all dressed up, traveling into restaurants and going, oh, this person's not for me.
Yeah.
Whereas now you can be more efficient. You can actually get to the chase straight away and figure out if they're for you and see them faster.
You can hang up a lot quicker. Is that what you say?
Yeah, you can. No. You can, but that's very cheeky. Very cheeky fancies. Look, I think that there's... Look, it's actually brought out a lot of amazing, genuine connections. That's the feedback I'm getting. People are more real, and it's got rid of a lot of the hookup culture because that's just not possible.
Does it take away the pressure, do you think? You know, because there's no, you don't have to worry about going home with the other person. There's no awkward, am I going to give this person a kiss towards the end? It's just generally chatting, seeing if you connect, and then you're moving on.
Totally. Spot on. I love it. Do I get to kiss this person? You're so innocent, Josh. Very innocent. It takes away the pressure of, when do I get intimate with that person?
Right.
You can actually just be yourself, and it's everyone's in the same boat. So it's just keeping it real and just connecting on an emotional level, not physical.
Most of our language is through our body language. Is it easier or do you think it's harder on a virtual platform to try and get a genuine sense? Yeah, you can have that conversation and you might be doing it, formal up, party below with your track pants on, but how do you get a real read of someone's body language through a virtual date?
You can, if you don't let nerves get the best of you. Like, some people will be better at connecting via virtual dates because they're going to be more confident. Others will be a bit more nervous. So it's just like any other date. It's important to prepare. So have a few questions up your sleeve. Think about what you've got in common and just have a laugh about it. Like, if you're really genuinely going, oh, my gosh, this is awkward, what do I say? I'm going to need your help. So show a bit of vulnerability. You'll get it together.
Yeah, I guess we've all at least got something in common to kick it off with. You know, there's no awkward trying to find that one topic that you can connect on. And so would you say, I'm just taking notes for a friend, should you have like a Word doc open with questions ready to go or?
Well, I wouldn't be that clinical, but maybe you could have like a piece of paper. There's a really great questionnaire called 36 Questions That Lead to Love. Some of them are really intense.
Yeah.
But if you're having a few chats with someone, it might be fun to say, hey, let's play this game. 36 Questions That Lead to Love. It really helps promote connection.
Yeah.
Keep it lighthearted. Don't spend hours on the date because that gets boring. You still have to maintain that element of mystery.
Yeah, still taking notes here. Do you set a time limit then? Is that what you, like, we're just going to catch up for 30 minutes because I haven't got a professional Zoom account yet. So I guess that sort of takes it out, does it?
Absolutely. That's it.
Stick
a 20-minute gap, babe.
There's a lot of definite do's. Have you got one or two don'ts for Geelong and the Surf Coast for people who are maybe a little bit cautious about this, maybe want to give it a go, anything to avoid?
So make sure you don't talk about the coronavirus and all your anxieties a lot. It's okay to sort of touch on the subject, but don't harp on it. Don't talk about the ex. Don't be a victim. Be really positive instead.
Mm.
And no sort of video sexting and things like that, especially if you're not comfortable.
Very helpful advice in a new world that we live in, especially for those single across Geelong and the Surf Coast, still trying to navigate dating, let alone virtual dating. Samantha Jane, thank you so much for joining us again. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, guys.